This is Eugene Kelly from the Vaseline's, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries, and any static taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey kids, can you hear me? Turn that down. Hey, thanks for dropping by. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. And we're on for another hour and 25 minutes roughly. And then Thunderbird Radio Hell comes in, and so stick around. It's going to be a good time. We're going to start you off tonight with some Metal Lux, and then we're, of course, going to be hearing Blank Dogs, which we do every week these days. And got something from Fantagram we're going to be playing again, so I'm excited about that. And then we'll see what happens from there. Can't promise you much, but anyway. So let's move on to some Metal Lux now. This track appears to be called Calligraphy Zone, and it's written in a calligraphy I can't hardly read, so I'm thinking that's what it is. This is from Victim of Space, from Metal Lux, here on Exquisite Corpse. We'll be right back.
This recorded message is because there is going to be offered right here in town
mountains of human corpses.
I knew you would want to hear about it first.
Yes, here we go.
In the young teen years, you'll find that there are many problems, an
And often, one or more of these problems has a name.
Johnny Mathis.
I understand.
And to you boys who are becoming more interested in your looks, your parents are probably distressed or positively furious if you try out lipstick or other cosmetics.
You said it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
It drives you crazy.
But on the other hand, you just might be asking for the treatment you get.
And besides that...
You suck!
Beat it.
I have ever heard in my life.
Here, try this.
What's that?
Double Strength Dry and Clear is pimple medication that works.
It's got more vitamin A per calorie than eggs.
I think it's me.
Yeah. It's so unreal. It'll blow you away.
And now, back to our story.
We apologize for that.
Very suspicious.
20 years ago.
Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play.
It was Tolstoy who said,
I want to sleep. Now shut up.
Sometimes life's hard.
It sure is. You said it.
Life is hard.
Here, spray some of this on your hair. What's that?
Kraft barbecue sauce.
Now that's worth singing about.
Just $3.99.80.
And now we return you to our story.
I did not have sexual relations with
Johnny Mathis.
You can't touch this.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with
Johnny Mathis
that was not appropriate. In fact, it was... I did not.
Amazing, isn't it?
Because he can't keep his pants up.
It's almost beyond belief that anyone could see how they could do that and still consider themselves a moral human being.
God bless America, limp dick.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Thanks, Bob.
Very suspicious. Now, a long-distance dedication from a long-distance trucker in Iowa to the lady trucker who might be on any highway in America right now.
Well, I got snot on my face and I don't really care. Yeah, yeah, I got snot on my face.
A long-distance dedication from Bruce, the long-distance trucker, to Rona, the long-distance trucker.
Isn't that you?
I don't think so.
Alf turned the empty trash can over, placed it under the window, and crawled up on top. He took a deep breath and peered over the windowsill.
And what did he see? But
a piece of bacon frying in a pan.
I am appalled.
Suck on this, bitch!
And there's more, baby. Plenty more. Dig this.
Hey, Susie, what happened to your Shure Natural box?
This is new deodorant Shure Natural Maxi Shields.
Don't be afraid if it's moving and throbbing when you open it.
Far out! New deodorant Shure Natural.
Band on the runway. Play it right and there. We're playing a song.
He wanted to sing. But he couldn't.
It's the trying to sing that causes so much poor singing.
We got a nice cozy cell waiting for you.
I suggest you buy as many
Johnny Mathis
albums as you can.
Hello, baby.
What are you trying to make a check out of yourself? What is she going to drop dead?
Some people just don't act very nice at all.
Hot damn, tamale. Hold it. How's that again?
Meanwhile, back on the satellite.
I've had the rare opportunity to watch seven men.
Oh,
Well, I get it.
Teach your family the beautiful principles of good living.
He's not my father.
Get out of my way.
You're under arrest.
No doubt a wily ruse of some kind.
Oh, I ripped my jeans.
Stick!
Later that evening at the Dancer Manufacturing Company, Colonel Steve Austin quietly slips into an open bed. Take so much to bring me down. The horror sits inside and waits. The children drown within the lake, but I sleep through.
I want to end.
shake hands with the person that's responsible for this master plan. I know I will, I know I can.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. They just said that. This is Canada's favorite radio show. Thanks for dropping by tonight. We heard Fantagram there. That is a track that is currently on my heavy rotation of my personal enjoyment listening type thing. Running from the Cops is the name of the track from a single of the same name, Running from the Cops by Fantagram. Look it up. Extra Happy Ghost in their fairly new release called Those With No... what's it called? How the Beach Boys Sound to Those With No Feelings. I like the title of that, and the track was good. It was a track by the same name as the EP is called, How the Beach Boys Sound to Those With No Feelings. Extra Happy Ghost, again. Wayne Butane was in there with Backwash, and it's a compilation of his various best of things he put together called Backwash, and there was... I don't know. It's taken from several of his releases. One's called Lawsuits Aplenty, Seducted, Post-Auricular Flap, Purloin Chimp Hair, Eat Shit and Bark at the Moon, Pay Before Pumping, Meat Cannon, and the 7-inch vinyl release, Dead Monkey Arcade. And they're all on here on one huge track he put together called Backwash, the best of Wayne Butane. In there also, Twink, with Alpha Bent from Twink's Broken Record, which goes back a few years now, I guess. Maybe even almost 4 years, maybe more. Blank Dogs with Slowing Down from one of my current, also heavy rotated discs. Blank Dogs, I bought the huge double disc of their Under and Under release, which has just come out on, I think it's In the Red Records, and it is a beautiful set of two discs and a very lovely, glossy double, you know, opening album thing. It's really wide, and you put it in your record stack. It stands out really wide. Beautiful piece of art. And good vinyl, too. We started the show with Metal Lux and Victim of Space from Victim of Space, yeah, Calligraphy Zone, and this is, once again, CITR Radio and Exquisite Corpse with DJ Bleak. All right, We're going to be hearing if something now from Leson 666 Audio. It is women audio artists in the field. It's Canadian women, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's what it's all about because it's put out by the Canadian Council for the Arts. So on here you have, well, a few women that I know are definitely Canadian. Chantel Dumas, Helena Provost, and Anne F., Nancy Tobin. So we're going to be hearing a track from Frida Abtan, track called Sing It Daddy-O from Leson 666. It's a double disc, various artists, women audio arts thing. Well, let's check this one. Frida Abtan, Sing It Daddy-O. Thank you.
Makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Alright guys, this is CITR 101.9 Vancouver. I'm going to talk about a little calendar of events right now, and I'll take this from the CITR website, and it looks like Abe Vigoda and Talbot Tagora are playing at Media Club tomorrow night. Doors are at 7 for an early show ending at 10. Evidently SSRIs are playing a homecoming show this evening, tonight, probably soon, at the Biltmore Cabaret. So they will be joined by Ghost House and Hermetic and Char2D2. Doors are at 8, shows at 9, so just getting started, I guess. And Sunday, August 2nd at noon, the Vancouver Pride Parade starts downtown at Robson and Thurlow, showcasing Canada's proud diversity. Vancouver's Pride Parade ran 500,000 strong last year. Join the celebration as we support the lesbian, gay, bi, and transgendered community worldwide. Find your spot to watch and the list of all Pride Festival events at vancouverpride.ca. Festival events run all week, you know. Second annual CITR show swap is currently happening, just not on this show. So I don't know. Couldn't get with it, I guess. And that's some of the things going on. We're gonna get into some Olympic news, as we often do around this time. All right. So looks like Vancouver saying it needs another 1,500 employees but really can't afford to pay them. The Vancouver Olympics Organizing Committee opened its doors Thursday to an expansive corporate secondment program. Huh? Within just 7 months to go before the 2010 Games, Vanock said it still needs employees in 32 of 53 functions and is hoping willing companies will loan them the staff at their own cost. In return, they hope to give borrowed employees an energized environment and a work experience they can take back to their employers after the game. Well, these people are really in touch, aren't they? In return, they hope to give everything from snow shovelers to telecommunication workers to mid-level transportation. Security and press managers are being sought by Vanock. The jobs could last between 3 weeks and 3 months. Well, I thought people were making billions off of this event. I guess I was wrong. The plea issued by Vanock Executive Vice President David Cobb made as the organizing committee said it continues to be hurt by the lingering soft economy. It also comes as Contemporary Security Canada, the private sector company hired by the Vancouver Integrated Security Unit to provide security guards and x-ray scanners in Olympic venues at a cost astronomical, this week opened its doors looking for 5,000 part-time employees. Cobb said Vanock has the money in its budget to hire the staff it needs, but wants to divert it to other areas facing financial cutbacks. Those cutbacks must be hurting. Vanock had always planned for a small secondment program, but in the wake of the faltering economy, decided to greatly expand it, he said, as a way of relieving pressure on its operating budget. Quote, I think given that uncertainty in the economy, we want to remove as much risk as possible, as much risk out of our budget as we can, he said. Quote again, obviously it will reduce our financial risk going forward if we have these people loaned to us. Because you can't have the corporations forking out for that. No, we should... Cobb said the secondment program would save Vanock millions of dollars in salary costs, but he couldn't give a precise figure. The interest from companies was almost immediate. In a few hours after Vanock announced the program, at least 30 companies had called for more information, Cobb said. Vanock isn't the first organizing committee to put together an employee loan program, but Cobb admitted it is likely a significant one. Quote, we do have a secondment program now. I don't think we would have gone out publicly now with as lofty a goal. He said, it will likely be a bigger program because we want to reduce our budget risk. And the article goes on some more. So I got this from the Vancouver Sun Sports section on online. And a picture here of the Olympic rings, which I guess are made of brass, heavy brass. If you get my drift. Let's be listening now to... I've got something for you called Audio Arts Supplement 1979, The Static. This contains Glenn Branca on guitar, Barbara S. on bass, Christine Hahn on drums, and recorded live at Riverside Studios in London, 24 February 1979. Both recordings are unedited and were made at Riverside Studios on February 24th, 1979. From Audio Art Supplement C80, editor William Furlong. And this is found at ubu.com, Ubu Web Sound. We'll be right back.
Festival is a Vancouver-based cultural expose focused on bringing together over 100 musicians, comedians, and artists from across North America. The four-day Olio Festival goes from August 13th to 16th, 2009, and will feature over 20 events, including concerts, comedy shows, and art openings. Go to www.oliofestival.com, that's OLIOfestival.com, for more details and check out the amazingly diverse lineup. All access Olio Festival passes are available online at www.oliofestival.com or Zulu, Scratch, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records.
You're hurting me.
Vous me faites mal.
You're hurting me. Breathe in.
Expire.
Breathe out.
Thank you. Inspirez.
Breathe in.
Expirez.
Breathe out.
Thank you.
Fire! 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 F Thank you.